Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And then right. I said, Mom, no, Dad is 80, and he's never done this with us, and he thinks you need to hide eggs in front of the house because that's the most important part of the house. That's all he knows.
And to be fair, when Oscar's dad was a kid, when they hunted for eggs, it was so they could survive.
Yeah, survival. Sheer survival.
Yeah. Eggs from different birds. Yeah.
Some very large. Seagull eggs.
Ostrich.
Ostrich eggs. The super big ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please wish Kelly Knight a happy 50th birthday. She and I have run thousands of miles together, listening and laughing to your show to help distract us from the mind-numbing and body-aching agony of ultra-running training.
Ugh.
Oh, that sounds tough. Okay. Rob.
You're thoroughly disgusted by it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the damage they're doing to their knees?
I intend to continue to sanitize my hands and also probably wear masks in super crowded areas like stores. I don't know if I'm going to do that forever, but I think I might, especially if I'm going out to the grocery store or Walmart or something like that. It seems prudent because, all the other illnesses that nobody got. Do you think people will process it that way?
I hope they do.
There's other benefits. The mask wearing has really re-energized my sex life.
Rob Spewart, here all week.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Like this theme.
Still do.
Just like Rob, it grows on me all the time when I hear it. But let's turn that down for a second because we start today's show with the Michael William O'Mara pick to click. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Power 105 WAVA. What's playing in Mike O'Mara's car when he's driving with his son?
Huh? Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. I'm a jelly bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a moving, moving, jamming, singing gummy bear. Oh, yeah.
Gummy, 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 gummy bear.
Hi, everybody. That's right. Every day in the car.
Is this Kids Bop or is this a real song that he seems to like?
I believe this is a real song that he seems to like a lot.
Is this called, Billie Eilish?
It's called I'm a Gummy Bear.
Oh, okay.
By Gummy Bear.
Oh, by Gummy Bear.
I believe so.
Man.
It's from 2007, by the way.
It's what we call a recurrent.
Yeah. It's an oldie. It's a friggin' oldie.
Gummy, 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 gummy.
Dad, please put on the Gummy Bear song. All right.
I'm 61. I'm 61. Playing this in my car. Never thought I'd have to do this again. But I do because I'm older than my daddy. And they think that I'm his grandpa.
Got it again yesterday.
At least it gave him an option. In my childhood was a lot of Radio Mundo, which was the Spanish radio, and there was no asking dad or mom what to play. It was just get in and ride.
Was it mostly news from the home country?
No, it was all local news, but in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got another one yesterday. And it's happening so often now that it's moved from being a novelty to annoying me a little bit. So I took the young man on his Easter Monday up to hit some golf balls because I'm a stage dad. And
right.
I'm putting in the drive, chip, and putt. We'll talk about that as time goes on. And took him up there, and there's another old codger up there. And he was really excited about having my son up on the driving range and came over. And how did it start? I went past I didn't show any real annoyance to the guy, but it went past the thing. It's happened to me like 9 times in the last 2 weeks when I've had him out and about. And this guy says to me, so they're still down here? And I'm like, I knew exactly what he meant, that this young man that's with me should be going back up north. So
he's asking down for spring break, family.
Yeah,
still
he's
down.
Asking to say, "Hey, you know, down here after Easter,
because
my world is about 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet." And so, you know, I said, "Well, he's my son," and I got the
really like, yeah, yeah.
Not complete. You know, you got to realize these people, God love them, they have procreated when they were 18 out at the farm and got married at 18 and had their kids that are now 70 themselves, and that's it. And so for a man with a white beard like Santa Claus that's up, you know, at a place with a kid, and I don't know why it annoyed me, but usually I laugh at it and usually I appreciate it, but this particular
time,
I
know why.
Just a little bit annoying. The way the look he gave me was just like, I'm the one of the wonders of the world.
No, you know, Mike, I think
because my penis worked when I was in my 50s.
Let me ask you this: don't you think that the annoyance probably predated the really when he said, "It's not like he said out with your grandson." What he said is, "Are they still here?"
So well, it was not said maliciously. What was that word?
I'm trying to annoyance is the word I'm looking for. Annoyance.
All right. Yeah. All right. Up the meds. But anyway, no, it was just a situation where I got to critical mass. This was on the heels of my buddy, you know, saying, how long are they down for? You know, it's always, they're always the same frame, which is get them out of our world.
Well, you want them out of your world.
I don't care about the kids. I don't care about the kids. I like it when it thins out. Yes. And if that's all people, but primarily I want to see the people that are down here going, meh.
You want the grown-ups out.
Yeah. I want the Camrys to leave. That's what I want. I want the Camrys to get on the...
The Camrys from Indiana?
I want the Camrys to get back. I want the Toyota Camrys to get on the car carriers. That's what I want. I want the Toyota Camrys to get... By the way, that's the car. It used to be the Lincoln MKZ. It is now the Toyota Camry. Get on the car carrier because you're too lazy or too feeble to drive the car more than a mile. You know, get out there and do it. You know, I trailed a boat from Maine down to Florida. All right. Mm-hmm. I know what they're experiencing. It's a little stressful. But anyway, it was just the one that kind of kicked me over the top where and then he just stayed and talked. And he was engaged with my son.
It's jealousy.
I don't think it's jealousy.
It's just, they either want to know what you got from jumping into the pool with the cocoons, like how'd you get involved? Yeah. So you have
that's another mic. For 20 years we've been making Brian Dennehy references, and it has to stop.
Look, I talk about it, and my son talks about it, and it is the elephant in the room. We are more than aware. He is aware that he has an older father. I'm aware that he has an older father. My wife is aware that he has an older father. Outside of that, when we're not talking about it, we're hanging and we're having a fantastic time. And I love my son and I'm an engaged, good dad that does stuff with my kid. So I'm fine with it. But sometimes, you know, you get to that third, fourth, fifth comment and you're just kind of like, okay, shut the hell up. Leave us alone right now. But other than that, life is good.
How old do you think this guy was?
About probably in his 80s.
What you should have said to him was when he says, haven't they gone back yet? He says, you know what? Have you heard the Gummy Bear song?
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Right. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, yeah. Yummy, yummy, like I don't know where he got it from, but it was new to him, and then it was new to me.
But okay, there's a different, I would say, a frame of reference for an 80-year-old to a 60-year-old. That's 20 years. That's essentially a different lifetime to grow up in. Think about it.
Right? Yeah.
Especially for them.
I get it.
I mean, look, I'll give you a perfect example. My father did nothing for us as children because he was always gone. He decides to lead the Easter egg hunt on Sunday morning with my nephew. Of all places, where do you think he would hide the eggs? In front of my parents' house next to a very heavily trafficked road, or in back of my parents' house where they have a fence in the backyard? Where do you think you would put a hunt? For a little kid to run around.
Your father chose the place to stage the hunt.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess, based on the setup of the question, he staged it in traffic.
Into traffic, the hunt went. Right. And my mom said, why would he do that? You know why he would do that? Because that's what looks best on El Facebook. Because she thought all my dad wants to do is take pictures of the little baby and the house. And it photographs better from the front than the back.
That's what your mom thought your dad was doing it for?
That's all she cared about. She goes, para sus amigos en el Facebook. And then I said, Mom, No, Dad is 80, and he's never done this with us, and he thinks you need to hide eggs in front of the house because that's the most important part of the house. That's all he knows.
I get it. Yeah. I understand. I mean, it's kids. Yeah. You gotta protect them. You gotta understand them. You gotta help them out, and you gotta listen to them, and you gotta enjoy their music.
When Oscar's dad was a kid, when they hunted for eggs, it was so they could survive.
Yeah. Survival. Sheer survival.
Yeah. Eggs from different birds. Yeah.
Some very large.
Seagull eggs.
Ostrich.
Ostrich eggs, big ones.
Yeah,
the big ones. What's called the gummy bear? Your whole family.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was 2007. I tried to get him, and I said, "Do you really want to listen to the government?" He said, "Well, what else do you want to listen to, Dad?" And so I put a song on for him, and hopefully he liked it. So I put this on, and I said, "Listen to this. This is not as good as the gummy bear song, but I think you might enjoy it. All right, just give it a listen. There you go. Tell me if you like this. All right, enjoy this, Michael.
This is about your mother, Michael."
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right. She's beautiful as she's taking her walk. I do love this song.
Oh, yeah.
This is what's going on in my brain every day, even though I'm an old man, all right? This is really filled with rage. Get on your cameras.
Get on your cameras. Get on your cameras. Get out of here. You blue-haired bastards. You blue-haired bastards.
Sorry. I can't help it.
They're both great songs.
In their own right.
And they
Thank
are.
You.
That's right. Music
Thank you.
Is music.
In their own right. All right. Hey, let's open up the mail. Oh, we got a lot of mail today. Let's go right to it. Okay.
Mail back.
It's all about you people. We asked for it. You gave it to us. We were very, very excited about the response that we had to the mailbag because we hadn't been mentioning it to you. But if you'd like to send anything, Rob, tell them how to do it, please.
The easiest way to do it is to email me, Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. You can also mail to us at but don't mail for a couple weeks because they've shut down our post office on Wisconsin Avenue. All our mail is being forwarded to Friendship Heights, and it's very inconvenient to get at it. So just email me, Rob, two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mail whatever you'd like, people. I will
P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C.
To the universe. I'm trying to make it easy for you. Easy for you.
Easiest way to get to me is
just
Robert
like when
Tubi.
Oscar was telling you to do something for Pony and remind him, and you said love it when it's the opposite, and I hear it. He was telling you like to add a task to supervise Pony, and I heard you go, love it.
No,
and I knew you didn't love it.
No, it's
There's
easy.
There's a
to,
poem about you anyway. Don't worry. We'll get to you later on. There's a poem about you that includes you, you and your brother.
Oh, okay.
You and your skinny brother. It's about poetry. You'll right. I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I like that.
But anyway, send email's the best
is the
best
easiest
way.
And most efficient way, and that's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And if you are old-fashioned, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007.
That's where they send the gifts.
That's right.
Very excited. Do we have gifts?
Actually,
we do.
Funny you should say so.
You want to start with a gift?
Please do.
All right.
Ooh.
Love it.
All right. Look at this big boy.
Now, Mike, do you remember 2 weeks ago, our talking head was named Rachel Guthrie. She was a mother of a newborn, but also two other kids. She's a nurse.
She was lovely and charming, like so many of our wonderful talking heads. Look at the
And
hooch.
She mentioned that her husband, Garrett Guthrie, he's a liquor distributor and has friends at Whistle Pig.
Oh, my.
Whistle Pig.
And it's an amazing company. And this arrived here.
It's an amazing spirit, too. Whistle Pig rye whiskey.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
there
that's,
we go.
Oh. That's the gold standard,
kids. We've
got
some maple syrup Whistle Pig for those of you out there. Maybe
God,
you can drink that,
that's
Mike.
Good stuff. Oh, man. Put it on my pancakes. Yes.
Yeah. And then you can put it on your junk. It's so good.
Right. What is that about? That. Don't put it on your junk. That's a waste.
Whistle pig.
It's a wonderful gift basket. Wonderful T-shirts.
That's just
all
incredible.
Kinds of tchotchkes, glasses.
Maybe I should wear the T-shirt. Maybe I should wear. Oh, look at the glasses.
Oh, hold up the glass. Oh, that's a specially designed rye sipping glass.
Boom. That is a beautiful piece of glassware right there, Mr. Scholarship winner.
So we want to thank the folks at Whistle Pig. And also Garrett Guthrie, who is friends with the folks at Whistle Pig.
That is fantastic.
Artisan Coffee from Whistle Pig.
Oh, wow. That's like wonderful. That? Thank you. That's
very
real
sweet,
gift
very
stuff.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Yes. Let's get right to the mailbag. That's great. And thank you for those 80-proof gifts. We appreciate it. First letter says, hello, Rob. Before you and Robert III tour WVU, we have a Robert update in the yes. show today. Make sure you remember that Don Knotts is from Morgantown.
Oh,
like the original, I mean, not Barney, Don Knotts himself.
The man who played Barney 5.
Wow. So Don be sure Knotts to drive Boulevard. Don Knotts Boulevard when you visit. That's mm-hmm. really... And everybody knew. Is there a Don Knotts museum there or anything like that?
No, but you always know where the Sunnyside Super is, where you get your kegs, Mike.
All right.
And that's on Don Knotts Boulevard.
So Don did you Knotts know Boulevard. Who Don Knotts was when you went there? Or did you just think it was a guy who had a street named after him?
No, I knew who he was. And he was in that black and white show.
That's right. That black and white show. Yeah. The Untouchables.
That's right. Mayberry RFD. No, I mean the Andy Griffith
Show. Andy Griffith Show. And also, Mike, don't forget him in great movies like The Reluctant Astronaut.
Only you care about that. The movies that he made were not spectacular. He was Barney Fife.
You're right.
Don't look at any of his movies.
Most famous
alum. I think we can agree that Limpet sucks.
It
most
does.
Famous yes, alum is Jerry West. Barney.
Of Morgantown?
Yes.
Jerry West of your Los Angeles Lakers. Phenomenal.
Virginia.
Hall of Famer.
Did
here's
he have
the
a
next
sitcom?
Letter. No, he didn't have a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
I can't thank you guys enough for the talking head interview with your vaccine angel, Linda Herr. Thanks to her, I was able to successfully get my mom signed. Can you turn that music down just
sure,
a little
of course,
bit?
Of
a
course.
Little overbearing.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to her, I was able to successfully get my mom signed up at the crack of dawn this morning through the CVS website for both of her vaccine doses. If not for your show, I wouldn't have known when those appointments go live. Love you guys, Shannon Bort. Shannon, congratulations. I got the same benefit with her after struggling mm-hmm. with the Publix website. That was created based on the governor getting a donation to his campaign.
Lots of money.
Down here. Look, I don't know about that, to be
you
honest.
Saw that
I watched
60 Minutes.
I watched the 60. I went back and watched it. I went back and watched it. And he's a slimy guy. There's no doubt about it.
I don't get that, watching him.
If Food Lion moved a little faster, they would have gotten it. Who knows?
I think that all I know is the Publix website was the dominant publicized place to get it, and they sucked. With a capital S. And Linda was able to get me into this CVS thing right away. And I kind of think maybe if it had been all drugstores as opposed to a grocery store chain that happened to give $100,000 to the governor, it might have been a little bit better. But I don't know. And I hope everybody gets vaccinated. And that's all I care about. But it's just a little hinky. There's a lot of other stuff he does that's hinky. All right.
Does
we
your
got
state?
Poop, we got a poop pond right now outside of Tampa that's getting ready to be spill over its walls and contaminate all the water, and they're trying to pump it out. And where are they pumping it? They're pumping it so it doesn't flood the community. They're pumping it into the water,
of course.
Into the bay, which is what they did. They're pretty sure it's not radioactive. Welcome to Florida.
Do you guys
anything
down there?
Goes, yes.
Do you have mass vaccination sites too, or is it
yes,
always?
Yes, that's where Carly got her.
Okay, good.
At the airport.
That's right. That's cool.
It's,
all right.
It's frustrating too, because I mean, they say next, you got to run out there in between planes taking off,
and the metal detector.
That's tough. Oh my
for
god,
that Samsonite.
It's really. It's like okay, get it, quick. Here comes the 737. And moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Maddie, and the Pony, could you please wish a happy 10th birthday to my son, Sam Nace? Sam Nace. Ah, Sam. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Nace.
I listen to the show.
Sam Nace. Nace.
I listen to the show while I drive him to and from school every day. And while I think he's zoning out, he does indeed know each of you by voice. And lets out the occasional belly laugh from the back seat, such as with Mike's lobster impression last month. He loved it. What was the lobster impression?
I think it was a really thick New England accent, and it was a lobster, just, you know, doing the
best. Even though this guy has blown Rob off, I'm going to get the Jack Vale novelty and see what happens here. This is for Sam Nace. Hold on, let's see. I never do it well.
Oh, that's good.
Awesome. I like that one.
All right. I'm trying to get it. Oh God! I want to get it a real poop sound and not the squeak.
Not the squeak.
Oh, that was almost good. Sam Nace, this is for you. Jack, come on the goddamn show. Call me personally. All right. Jesus Christ.
He's very busy.
All right, hold on just a second. Let me see. Wait, I'm trying. No, it's just. All right, I need help. That's a general statement that I need help. Yeah. I think you know that. Sam Nace, I love you. Thank you for listening to the show. Happy birthday. Let me see. Lobster. Hearing his name from you guys would make his day. Sam Nace. The Nacer, the Nace man, the man of Nacetinia, Sam Nace. He's a Nace boy. He's a very Nace boy. Hi, Sam. That's from Eric Nace in Pennsylvania. Great state. Thank you very much. Moving right along. Fellas, I've been working in beautiful Santa Barbara, California for the past week and loving the fact that the weather traffic guy on the local classic rock station, 99.9 FM, is named Pedro Moreno. Oscar, for the purposes of clarification, please explain to our listening audience that may not know just exactly that name and its significance to your childhood. Please.
Pedro Moreno was the thick cowboy-styled belt. Leather belt that used to beat me as a child. And when we used to get in trouble, again, this is a different culture, different people. It's probably easier to talk to your children than beat them, but my parents had a busy schedule. So they would say, okay, go get Pedro Moreno. And we'd have to go get the belt that beat us every time. Now,
can you describe the belt a little bit?
It's your typical. It's okay. I'll put it to you this way.
Is it still around?
No.
Okay.
It's gone. It is. It was a soft shoe leather, like a light brown leather belt that was thick. And it had weavings on it, like actual etchings of leather weavings on it.
Okay.
So it almost looked like two snakes going back and forth.
Tooled.
And it had a big buckle. We wouldn't get hit by the buckle, but the belt definitely.
Yeah.
It would actually pair nicely with a... I guess a pair of Cognac Cole Haans. Beautiful.
Very old school to make someone go get their instrument of punishment. Because I know that my grandmother with the twins were very well bad behaved kids. They would make them go out and cut their own switch to get hit with.
Pedro used to do this. He used to call into the old Big O and Duke show on 106.7 WJFK, the superstation.
Yeah, did the voice of Pedro.
We still don't know to this day. It was a listener.
Oh, it was a caller. Okay. Yeah,
a caller.
This is Pedro Moreno.
And he would he would recall and remark on the times where I was beaten by my mom. And in the funniest of ways where you'd forget how tragic it actually is. It was fun.
I would have done the Benicio del Toro voice. If I was Pedro Moreno, it would be the, you know, the way he's like, you want to go? Okay. It's ass kicking time. It's ass kicking time. Anyway, that's wonderful.
Well, I think Pedro would be. Who's your No Country for Old Men voice?
That would be
Javier Bardem.
You got your Benicio and Javier Bardem.
I think it would actually be more like Javier Bardem.
Go ahead, call it. Call it. This coin traveled a long way be with you today. Call it. Call it. Anyway, that's from Richard. Thank you very much.
Wow.
I could work on that and make that better. Yeah. Anton, whatever his last name is. No Country. You're obsessed with that character like I am. One of the greatest villains in the history of villains.
Yes.
Like going away. In the top three, perhaps. That good, you know?
Very good.
Call it. Call it. You've been waiting. You've been doing it your whole life. Oh, so you married into it. Anyway, God, that scene where he's with the store owner is like the whole movie to me. Moving right along, please wish Kelly Knight a happy 50th birthday. She and I have run thousands of miles together, listening and laughing to your show to help distract us from the mind-numbing and body-aching agony of ultra-running training.
Ugh.
Oh, that sounds tough. Rob,
can you imagine?
You are nothing if not predictable.
Yeah. You're thoroughly disgusted by it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the damage they're doing to their knees?
Thank you. Kelly is a internal organs don't matter, but the knees, God forbid. Kelly is a complete nut and a monster. She enjoys long runs and seeing her husband cry. The difference between you and me, Rob, I know I'm a schlub, and I truly hate that I don't exercise enough. Mm. You, on the other hand, think exercise is disgusting.
Mike, there is a movie called The Exorcist in which a man who exercised something caused a lot of trouble. I'm not going to get involved, even if it's spelled different.
Thank you. This weekend, she will be dragging me on a 50-mile run to celebrate her 50 years. Nothing would make her happier than to hear a warm happy birthday from her favorite internet Uber lords. Thanks. You guys are awesome, and we both appreciate all you do to keep us mentally healthy. Jeff Knight.
Jeff Knight.
So let me say, Kelly. Hey, Kelly. Have a great run, and a run, and a run, and a run. How long is the miles? How many?
50 miles.
50 miles.
Yeah.
50 miles.
Very impressive.
I get tired of my car when I drive 50 miles.
That's, you know, what? How bad is it when your training length is a bad commute?
That's incredible.
Bad.
Hi, guys. Next letter says, a long time ago on a radio show far away, Mike asked Tom Gavin to spell.
I told you, Mike. A lot
David
today.
Letterman.
Yeah.
And he spelled it. Dabby Lamander. God rest your soul, sweet Tom Gavin.
Tom, good boy.
Sort of sweet. That S was so funny, it burned itself into my skull and never left. A lot's happened since then, but my gratitude has never changed. Thanks for making me smile all these years, and I'm glad you guys are in the world. That's Will, JMSH. HS, JMHS 88.
That's Madison High School. Madison High
James
School.
Madison High School, class of 88, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and Spokane Valley, Washington. Two of our listener hotbeds, everybody. Moving right along. Hey, guys, based on your recent discussion of the passing of G. Gordon Liddy, I just thought I would pass along the clip of Liddy getting a call from Mike as Regis. Not the best quality, but not too bad. Have a great day, and thanks, Alan Lovern. Rob has the tape that he didn't get for me, but a listener did.
I have the tape.
Let's
and
give it
actually,
a listen.
It sounds like it might have been captured from an AM broadcast, but it's kind of fun to listen to. I think you'll like this.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
How are you, guy?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm 70 today.
Hey, big guy. I thought I was calling in for your 30th birthday.
Well, thanks. You know, folks, I have to tell you that Reg, I've been on his program numbers of times, but Reg and I made a movie of the week together.
We sure did. It was a fantastic experience, Gordon.
And I, as usual, was the bad guy. I'm always the bad guy.
Not only are you a great burglar, but you're a great actor.
Well, thanks very much. I think I'm a better actor than I was burglar.
Well, happy birthday to you, Gordon. I wanted to take this quick call just to wish you a very happy birthday, and I hope you have many more.
Well, thanks so much. And by the way, congratulations on your fantastic success with that millionaire thing. That is really something.
Well, Gordon, we've got to get you on Celebrity Millionaire.
I'd love it.
We'd love to get you on. You have great energy, and you have great wits. You're a great American.
Thank you so much, Rage. God
happy
bless
birthday,
you.
Gordon.
Thank you, sir.
You take care of yourself.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'll do that. Bye-bye. Oh, that was wonderful. He is he's a neat guy.
You know, Gordon, I know you know me, and you know how I love to play jokes on you.
Yes.
Well, you know, talking about wonderfully talented, that was the wonderfully talented Mike O'Mara. It was so hard for me to get in touch with Regis that I just had to come up with someone. So.
You know, he sounds exactly like
Regis. I was glad for that reaction because when that was going on, when he was going on, I was sitting there saying to myself, what's going to happen here if it doesn't go well? I don't. That's exactly what I thought might happen. Wow. That's the whole thing.
That was sweet.
So I came into the studio after that?
Yeah, and no, you actually know. You never went on the Liddy's show beyond the phone call. But when we recapped it on the show.
Well, I thought I was talking to him just then.
But that was on the phone.
Oh, that was on the phone. Yeah.
And
wow.
then that
okay.
was
hard
a recap.
To tell with the AM.
Yeah, it was that was a recap on the Don and Mike show. And you went on to say you were totally thrown because you had no idea that they had made a movie together. So you were just rolling with it.
Yeah, I rolled with it. Yeah. I'm good at that. Moving right along. Hey, guys, I hope all is well. I don't know if you remember this, but I'm the guy who wrote in last summer and told you that my gas smelled like a dumpster behind an Indian restaurant in the middle of summer in Death Valley. Remember? I hope so. Well,
I do
now.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have a question for Mike. I'm a high school golf coach at a rural school, and we won our first league title in the 80-plus year history of the school, and we were primed to go back-to-back last year when COVID hit. I take great joy in helping kids who have never really even heard of golf learn the sport and succeed at it. And while it has taken quite a while to build up the program, we're doing great now despite using mixed sets of 30-year-old golf clubs. Donations are always accepted. Oh, wow. Yeah. At Shafter High School in California. Anyway, we've just started up again here after our restrictions have lifted in California, and I've noticed a disturbing change on the golf course. Music. Is that your music that he wanted to put in there?
No, go on.
No, no. He's saying
there's
music.
Oh, I've noticed a disturbing change on the golf course. Music. Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. Kids listening to tunes when they're on the range. When they're on the range the other day when a cart blaring Sweet Home Alabama rolled up and left the music playing loudly while we were putting. This is not a rare experience here at Municipal Golf Course where we practice, and I hate it. Mike, my question is this. What say you about this disturbing trend of playing music loudly on the golf course while playing, or is that not a problem at Cocoonville? It's done now. It's new this year. I can say the first time where people are bringing their, you know, those small speakers have changed the world.
Yeah, those
people
bringing
that out there. I look the other way, but at the same time, I don't do it. I'm not into doing it, but I don't. It doesn't get into my head when other people are playing. But the one thing that's played, it's classic rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the station, the last station I worked at playing music, classic rock. I hate classic rock now. Mm. I don't like listening to the same songs like that over and over again. But I get it. And this is Kevin Eubanks, who was a great band leader and a wonderful guy.
I don't think it's the same one.
Good luck with your golf team. Yes.
I read an article about Michael Jordan, who I guess was at some like just exclusive club in Florida where he would play music years ago now.
Uh-huh.
And the club just kept on saying, like, no, this is not what we do here.
Yeah,
he got so mad about it that he said, F it, I'm going to build my own club. He's got his own golf club now.
Yeah, it's a big thing now. People do that. And guys that are on the range put headphones in. You see a lot of it. A lot of the young guys do that.
Is it disturbing to your game? Does it affect your game?
No.
Or is it just tradition?
You know what bothers me when somebody's obnoxious about it and cranks it up and they come pulling up and you hear that? It's silly, but it's always short-lived. But
it
seems
weird,
guys,
though, because
probably one out of the three groups I play with, somebody's got some tunes going.
But isn't part of the game always been the silence?
Yeah, it's a little bit peace and quiet, you know?
Yeah.
But, it's the guys that do it that are, you know, not as into it as other guys.
Yeah,
that's the way I would label it.
We're not talking about, like, Caddyshack 2, where you've got Rodney Dangerfield, he's got the golf bag with the speakers.
That's
inside.
One.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It can be. I've heard it. Yeah. I've you know, people have cried. There are people.
So
that,
let's dance.
Yeah, there's one guy. One guy's got a really loud speaker in his cart. He's a bit of a dick. Anyway, hello, boys. I want to start this out with a shout out to my dad, Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby? Hey, Bobby. Taste the meat, not the heat. He's an amazing father, but more importantly, he's been a huge fan of yours forever, and your voices are the soundtrack to all of our car rides. I've even grown to enjoy the show myself. Well, that's nice of you. Your cocktail happy hours during quarantine were something we both looked forward to. Pre-pandemic last school year, I was a student worker at the VCU dorm mailrooms. One day while working in GRC, I logged in a package for Julia, and when she came to pick it up, I thought about saying something to her, but I was afraid I might make her uncomfortable. At least it was a fun story to tell my dad, since none of my coworkers would have shared my excitement. Are you getting kind of the backhand compliments throughout this?
Yeah.
Since there's not one person that would listen to our show down there. Dad, I love you. Mike, Rob, Oscar, thanks for the entertainment that I enjoyed, but nobody else did. No, I added that part myself. I hope you and your families are doing well and staying safe. Mallory Bullock. Mallory, come out and say, I listen to your dad. Say that to Julia.
Yeah, of course.
She would have appreciated. Dear one. Many months ago, a listener wrote in and asked, what's the difference between a break and a break? Is a break the actual time you take a commercial break, or is it a break each segment of the show, e.g. during the first break we discussed? That's a wonderful question. Break is the we call it's both.
It is.
We take a break for commercials, and the first break we did is the segment of the show. right?
Yeah, and
Rob?
Also I would say break can be used as a verb or a noun. The first break is the noun version, but we break for commercials. That's a verb.
Or if think about it in TV parlance or linear, the A block, B block, C block, we just use different terms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And actually, the commercial is a break in itself. I mean, that is another portion. I would say a break is a portion of a show.
All right. So she says, I waited with bated breath because this was a question that I wanted to ask, too. And then Mike totally blew off the answer. Okay. I don't need the hate. I really don't need that. So for me and the other listener, please do explain break. Explain it to me like I was a five-year-old. Thank you, Louise Nuttycomb.
Good name.
Hey, Louise, where'd you get that name?
I think she goes by Wheezy.
Right. Break. We have to take a break pretty soon, Louise.
Isn't it just a commercial break?
Well, no. I mean, the first break, we discussed that during the first break, I will say.
Yeah.
And then time to take a break. It's a commercial break, and a break is a segment. It's both.
Yeah.
That's the simple answer, Louise.
Yeah, Louise.
And I'm sorry I blew it off the first time, but, you know, busy guy. That's the way it is. It's a decent question. Louise, how do you like that? It's a very nice question.
Okay, and I'm just going to add to this, and I know it's going to blow back on me. Wouldn't during the first segment of the show, wouldn't that make more sense than
Yeah, but don't break? You believe that break and segment are synonyms?
Let's do it. From now on, we'll say segment. This is the mailbag segment.
All right.
God, this is a massive segment. We have to take a break. I am not kidding you. We will finish the mailbag and do some other stuff when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I didn't mention that we're on in Cass, West Virginia, Lahaina, Hawaii, York Springs, Pennsylvania, Nampa, Idaho, Hooksett, New Hampshire, and Charleroi, Belgium. I didn't mention that because I wanted to play Michael's Gummy Bear song.
Good song.
And then and now somebody's texting me. Isn't that wonderful? I don't even know where the phone is. We'll be right back.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going
to
be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you, bitch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment brought to you by Bloomscape. If you have a green thumb, that's great, but some of us need a hand. That's why I love Bloomscape. I have a Bloomscape plant out on my lanai right now down here in Florida. They make it easy to find the perfect plant for your space. Bloomscape delivers healthy plants right to your door, plus all the grow-how, not know-how, get it? Grow-how. All the grow-how you need to help them thrive. Find the perfect plants for your space, whether you've got tons of light or hardly any. We all ordered plants from Bloomscape. Oscar and I got the money trees, and Rob got a bamboo palm. How's your bamboo palm doing, Rob?
Carrie, we're doing some moving some stuff around, some pictures and stuff, and she stops in the middle of the living room. I swear to God this is true. On Sunday, she says, God, that plant looks great. She loves it.
They're amazingly
well
packaged.
It's so great.
Because they arrive safe and sound, they're ready to display, and plants make any room look great. Plus, the new outdoor bloom kits from Bloomscape are exactly what we all need right now. It's the easiest, most convenient way to get growing. Shop a variety of young plants, accessories, tools, and supplies. Everything you need to get your patio or porch springtime ready. And the GrowHow team is always available to answer any of your plant care questions. Get 15% off plant orders of $100 with promo code TMOS at Bloomscape.com. That's 15% off plant orders of $100 or more at Bloomscape.com, promo code TMOS. We were in the middle of the mailbag. We got so many letters this week. We asked for it. You sent them, and we're grateful.
Keep it up.
Had to break it up into two segments here. So this is technically a segment, Louise. Lumpjoy or whatever your name was.
Hold on.
Nuttycomb.
Louise Nuttycomb.
Nuttycomb.
Yes.
Nuttycomb.
Be my baby.
Louise Nuttycomb, be my girl. Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and company. I just wanted to say I love listening to you guys on my commute or just whenever it really helps. It just helps on long trips. Let me read that sentence again properly.
Okay.
It's not that confusing. I was just all excited coming out of the break.
Nuttycomb.
I just wanted to write in to say I love listening to you guys on my commute or just whenever. It really helps on long road trips. I would also appreciate a birthday shout out from my dad, Rich Chronic. We had a Ronic without the H, but this is Chronic. Rich is a great guy who has kept on slaying the dragon throughout the whole pandemic. Our whole family appreciates him very much. Plus, he's been listening to the show for years and got me turned on to it from a young age. Thanks, Pop. Thank you so much for all you guys do and for continuing to do throughout the pandemic. Keep it up. And good luck to Mike with the trip out west. Richard Chronic.
Chronic.
Oh, so Richard is Rich's son.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's Rich Chronic and Richard.
Yeah, one of them should go by Dick.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings. Hi, guys. I spaced on things and missed the call for the last mailbag. So if you wanted to mention that my very boss birthday happened, and I... Are people writing in some sort of code this week? Is that what's happening
here? What do
you
mean?
I'm just trying to... You know what I mean. I'm reading words that are... I spaced on things. That's the first three. Spaced on what? What is the...
He spaced on writing in about his birthday in the mailbag.
He just sort of blew it. He left his mind.
I missed the call for the last mailbag. So he spaced and didn't send a letter in?
Is that what it is? He didn't send it on time. Yeah.
All right. So if you wanted to mention that my very boss birthday happened... And I am officially no longer a douchebag. That we raised. So he turned 40.
Yeah, I think so.
Unfortunately, now every part of my body hurts. That's normal, right? No, not at 40. You should not be hurting yet.
Keep moving.
You should be okay.
I stopped moving, and I got a little fatter. Yeah.
Your back, Oscar? How is your back doing?
It's not good because I got fatter. All right. I got to lose weight. You know when it all happened, Mike? I got hit by a taxi in Las Vegas. And ever since then, it's been downhill. But you know what? I'm making my way back. I stepped on the scale. Wait for it. 210. First time I've been 210 steady Eddie in my life. Going to go back down now.
Well, I speak to somebody every day, every week, I should say, every month. Sorry about that. I modified it three times. And they told me, I said, I've got an idea. Maybe I'll walk with my wife when she's walking. I've done it once in a month.
Baby steps.
I stepped on a scale. It said one at a time, please.
That's from Kobe Klein. Hi, Kobe. Begin to transition out of the pandemic, many Americans' thoughts turn to the reopening of in-person academics for our children. Although we may have some small challenges yet to deal with, I believe it is so important that our children return. I believe that children are our future.
Yes.
I thought I'd put my own two cents in
there. What if we teach them well?
Teach them well and let them learn their way.
Exactly. Lead the way.
Is that the lyric?
Lead the way.
Lead the way. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Mm-hmm. Sexual chocolate.
Can you turn the music down? The overbearing track that I hate on the... I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lose the way.
Lead the way.
Although we may have some small challenges to deal with, I believe it is so important that they return to their classrooms. One thing I do not miss are those horrible chalkboards we all grew up with. With that in mind, could Rob remind everyone of the Clayton Cleverly chalkboard story? Warmest regards from Dan Cortez in Salt Lake City, Utah. Utah's biggest TMOSP1. What is the Clayton Cleverly chalkboard
story? I hadn't thought of this in a long time. We had come back from, I believe, music or gym or something where we had to leave the classroom and go to another location. And we were learning weights and measures on the chalkboard. They were up there. And Clayton, like me, was a heavy set kid. Husky is what they used to call us. And on the top of the list, it said 1 ton equals 2,000 pounds. And I got back to the class ahead of the teacher, and I took a piece of chalk and I put a C and an A, and the one looked like an L. So it said, Clayton equals 2,000 pounds. And so when the teacher began to teach, and she was teaching us the weights and measures, she said, Clayton, wait, who did this? Mm. And they said, it was Rob, and I got sent to the principal's office.
Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, and since that, I want to warn that guy, turn your thing down, because this is Quint from Jaws Nails on the Chalkboard. Here we go. Sorry about that. Mm. I apologize. Next letter says, last month, I went into Good Samaritan Hospital in Portland, Oregon for colon surgery. You see, I was diagnosed, or it's actually, you see, was diagnosed with colon cancer.
I'll give some money to the kids.
Rob, that's a typo.
Oh, that's 10 spot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
actually, it's 20. Does Maddie still get it? She's on.
How do you feel? How do you feel about that?
I feel the same amount of remorse as I did when I made fun of Clayton Cleverly. It's bad. It will not.
You don't. That means you don't.
No, right? I do feel. I felt bad. I got something. Felt bad. I went to the principal's office. I tell you what.
I was diagnosed with colon cancer following a colonoscopy in November. I'm sorry to hear that. Due to my 25 years in the medical business, I was assigned to the best gastrosurgeon in Oregon. 5 hours later, I woke up in the OR to the news that my procedure was 100% successful. That's great. And 3 days later, I was up, home, and functioning as if nothing at all had happened. I'm now completely cancer-free, and after 3 weeks at home, I'm back at work, and I have a ton of TMOS episodes to catch up on. Man, do I love a story like that. Imagine my joy at hearing you have time off coming up, so I'll have some brand new, to me anyway, shows to listen to on the road. I'm a courier, and I drive 150 miles a day. I'll be caught up before you know it. Rick Drace, Drace, I should say. Way to go, Rick. Congratulations. That. And that's good that they took care of you. Mm-hmm. And I now hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh! Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
May a herpetic squire wash your limousine with vinegar. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and all the ships at sea, Robert Hendrickson here. Hey, it's the Robert Hendrickson get-together. How are you? I'm Robert Hendrickson. Of Silver Spring. Oh, the Silver Spring Hendrickson.
Yes, of course. Of them, yes. Mm.
By way of Tempe, Arizona. Yeah, I have no connection with the Tempe Hendricksons, but I do know the Silver Spring Hendricksons.
They're the best.
I said goodbye to my douchebag 30s on March 29th. I recall first discovering Mike while listening to Prince's Bat Dance on WAVA during a school field trip in elementary school. What is this?
This is the song you mentioned, Bat Dance. It was in heavy rotation on WAVA, and it's probably Prince's worst record.
Sheer cash.
Oh, yeah. When he scored the Batman movie with Michael Keaton.
That was a great soundtrack. I'm sorry. I thought that was a great soundtrack.
I liked it, but I didn't like this song.
Was this was not the first one.
Yeah, this is the Nicholson one.
With Michael Keaton.
This is the Jack Nicholson? Okay, so this is the Nat Nicholson one. What's the one where they're coming into the square? That was Prince 2, right?
Exactly,
when
and
they
that
had
was a
the
good
giant
song.
Parade. That was a good song.
Party Man, it was called.
Party Man.
Yeah,
okay,
great
that's
record.
A great. If we can find Party Man,
yeah,
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. Bat Dance. And then seeing Don and Mike's movie recommendation section at the local Blockbuster video store. How aligned were we with Blockbuster? That makes me feel old. I have remained a loyal listener during my the terrestrial radio days, and then via podcast despite many moves across the country. Can Mayor Barry please offer a recommendation on how to celebrate my milestone birthday? Best, Robert. It's simple. I just suggest you get the crack pipe.
No, Mayor.
Yeah, just go out, have a fantastic time. Go to Ward 8, and then go down to Camelot, see all the fine ladies. And I'm dead, so that's all I wanted to say.
Mayor, yes. I have a song for you. You might enjoy.
You do,
yeah. I do. Let's see if we can bring this up here.
All right, here we go. Is this from Batman?
Yeah.
Let's broaden our minds.
This is from Batman. This is a great song.
You
Prince.
Like it?
Yeah, I like this right now. Let's do that dance right now, everybody. Come on. Everybody coming. This one, he's coming in the square, and Jack Nicholson's acting all coked up himself. Yeah, it's like he did a few lines in that movie as well. This is your Mayor for Life, Mayor Barry. We're running late again, so I got to take a break. And when we come back, we're reading everything on the show today because this is the homepage. Coming up, including poetry, right here on the Michael Barry Show. We'll take it a break and be right back with all sorts of fun and frivolity. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture. And a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Get out. Stop it.
Martini. I did not mean to do that.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. Spring is here. You had better get your lawn back on track. I already have it. It was a snap thanks to Sunday. Sunday is more than a lawn care product. It's a customized lawn plan that works with nature. They take out all of the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. All I did was go to getsunday.com, put in my home address. They take a picture of the area. They show you your lot. They analyze the soil. They analyze the area, the geography, all that stuff. They're smarter than I am, and they send a tailored nutrient plan right to your door right when you need it. All I had to do was attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. Lawn care used to take up to a whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. My grass already looks better. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
The other great thing is that Sunday will put you on a schedule so that when it's time to do it again, it shows up at your door. You don't even have to think about it. It'll show up, fantastic. You spray it on 15 minutes later, green grass, baby.
It's really an amazing product. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom lawn plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. Now it's time to open up the homepage because we're running super late, and I just tanked it. I just tanked it like I've been doing every day on the show this week.
The element?
I need the element, yes. Do you have the element?
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
That's awesome. All right. Welcome to the homepage, everybody.
I'll resend it to you this afternoon.
Thank you very much. We're looking at a nationwide ketchup shortage.
No!
Because of the pandemic. Because so many restaurants are now doing more to-go orders. They're going through a ton of those packets. Worst thing ever invented, the packets of ketchup.
Fancy ketchup.
Prices are up 13% in 14 months. We're also buying more bottles of ketchup at home than ever.
Do you know who this really is a problem for? Is Horny Bob Spiewak. He is the biggest ketchup junkie there is, and he will buy a big bottle of ketchup at the grocery store just in case he forgets whether or not he has some at home. I've opened his pantry and seen like 4 quarts of ketchup on the shelf. He panics. Well, he hoards
he
ketchup.
He should go to your place because Costco has the giant ketchup.
He would continue to buy that too. He can't have... Mike,
I'll be
he's
right back.
Never, ever full never. Of ketchup.
Why does he like ketchup so much?
It's his favorite condiment. It's just something he has to have.
But a backup ketchup, I think, is actually more ubiquitous than all of it. Like, then I think everybody should have it, right?
Yeah, well, also, ketchup is shelf stable, so you don't need to keep it in the fridge, and it lasts, I think, forever. Yeah.
I don't know if 4 makes sense, but buying an extra one just in case, because that's something you easily forget.
Yeah, it is. I like to keep that. And also, you know, mustard. You never want to be out of mustard, Oscar. Condiments are important.
I like mustard, but I'm not as big on a backup mustard.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I think the reason we run out of things in America is because of greed. Mm. I think we run out of things because of greed.
Mm. Oh my God. Mike is holding up.
A three-pack
of cartoon-sized ketchup from Costco.
And I appreciate, Mike, that you bought Heinz, which is my favorite. I think you prefer Hunt's, don't you?
It's called Simply. No artificial sweeteners. No, it's not for simple-minded people. It's funny how you immediately think simple. That's like from the 1800s right there.
Oh, hi, Simply. Mr. Denny.
All right, Simply Ketchup. There it
is. Okay, very good. But it's a good thing to have. You don't want to run out of ketchup or mustard.
Yeah, well. So we're buying more of it, and let me see. There were more than $1 billion in ketchup sales in the U.S. That's 15% higher than 2019. So pandemic-related, I think a lot of people are eating ketchup. That's what it is.
Also, overcooked meat.
Overcooked meat or something that really is not that palatable. You throw some ketchup on it, you make it, you know.
There you go.
Eat good. It might be time to stop obsessively sanitizing everything. As we've learned about COVID, we have found that the chances of getting it from a surface are way lower than we originally thought. It's still being done everywhere. You see a lot of sanitizing going on. I sanitize my hands when I'm going into a store, when I come back into the car. Got it in the car, use it in the car primarily. The CDC says the chance of catching COVID from a surface are less than 1 in 10,000. And one chemist in Colorado says, quote, if we took half the effort that's being given to disinfection and put it on ventilation, that would be huge.
Really?
Especially with these spikes. Yeah. You know?
Don't discount being, you know, having a clean work environment and also having the foresight to actually clean your hands at every time. Think about how many times you've been sick in a year, and then the past year, how many times you haven't been sick.
It's true.
You know, the whole package, Oscar, is not problematic to me. If we go, I intend to continue to sanitize my hands and also probably wear masks in super crowded areas like stores. I don't know if I'm going to do that forever, but I think I might, especially if I'm going out to the grocery store or Walmart or something like that. It seems prudent because, all the other illnesses that nobody got. Do you think people will process it that way?
I hope they do, Mike.
I really do, too.
The mask wearing, the other thing, there's other benefits. The mask wearing has really re-energized my sex life.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak, here all week. Remember back when TV was a good enough distraction to take your mind off your busy life for a while? Now we need a distraction from our distraction. I love this story.
Okay.
90% of people now say they use their phone or tablet while they're watching TV. Hi, Carla.
Yes.
According to a new survey. And more than a quarter of them are using their phone to text with other people about what they're watching or check out what the other people are saying about the show on social media. Carla lives on her phone, and we'll be watching a riveting film, watching The Keepers on Netflix right now, and we're getting deep into this. It's such a drag. It's so depressing. I'll warn you about that.
You actually messed with my head yesterday because you said you really recommended it, and then you talked about how horrific it was.
I was horrific, conflicted.
I mean, do I really want to see it?
And it's depressing, and I haven't gotten to the end yet. But anyway, she's sitting over there, with her nose in her phone, and it drives me nuts. I think you ought to give the artwork undivided attention. That's just my opinion.
You know what? I get tempted. If I see something, I will sometimes hit up IMDb while I'm watching the movie to learn about the movie or the cast. That is something that is really, really. That's hard for me to resist.
Yeah, that's fun. I'll do that too. I find myself diving in on a cast member. Yeah. According to a new survey, 42% of Americans say they've written original poetry. That includes 41% of men and 43% of women. The least likely people to write poetry are people who earn less than $40,000 a year. So I guess it has something to do with socioeconomics. Mm-hmm. Only 27% have written any poems, and only 34% of people over 55 say they've written poems, which I find an interesting statistic. And because of that, I've written a lot of poems in my day.
Yes, you have.
A lot of them on this particular show, and I have one for you now.
Oh, good.
If you'd like it.
Please.
Turn down the music, please.
Okay, turn the music off, theme.
Here we are. There once was a young man named Pony, whose fingers were quite long and bony. If he made a mistake, the crap he would take. But at least he's not Rob, who's a phony.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There you go. There it is. Yeah, wow.
It's a big win for you, Pony.
Yeah. You know what happened? There was a curve at the end there.
Yeah. It was a
tremendous trick ending.
Love it. Anyway, a guy named Michael, now a little something. Guy named Michael Hack, H-A-A-K. What a horrible name. He was a pilot for Southwest Airlines, and back in August, he was flying from Philadelphia to Orlando when he pulled out his unit in the cockpit, took it right out of his pants.
Wow.
We're not sure why he did it or what he did with himself once his stuff was out, but we do know he's facing charges for committing a lewd act.
Yes.
We also know he doesn't fly for Southwest anymore. He left his job sometime last year, and Southwest says he quit before they found out about the cockpit exposure. They say they're, quote, cooperating with the appropriate outside agencies as they investigate. And it leads me to Southwest Airlines' latest slogan, you are now free to move about the penis. That's all I got. We got to take a break. We'll come back with something. I don't know. So much to go. It's whatever you guys want to talk about when we come back right here on the Mike O'Bara Show. Everybody, you're now free to move about the penis here. But there's slogans you're about to move about the country. And I said, penis. Yeah, his name was Hack. How about that?
Tonight, after an all-new Bloopers and Practical Jokes, it's a very special episode of The Regulars. When Oscar's big trip into the city presents a few surprises.
I see a man in front of me. that is pantsless.
It's the heartwarming story of Oscar and an angel in disguise.
He wasn't doing anything crazy to himself.
You know, to be fair, though, he would have been okay on a Zoom call.
See what happens when Oscar uses his charm and tries to help on his way to work.
I wasn't going to do that to a poor homeless man.
Well, the problem is, if you did that, he might make himself big.
Check it out, along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And as for our little hero...
Wow. Getting it done.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Oh, Joanna. Oh, Joanna. We've been joined at the hip, and now our time is almost over. That's right. I close on my refi this week, and I'm very, very happy that I got a chance to work again with Cornerstone and get a refi and take advantage of these great rates. Mortgage interest rates have taken a breather this week. They're back down, leaving the 30-year fixed rate still in the twos. And it's a good time to take advantage of it like I did. They do so much electronically at Cornerstone. It's such a different process. You know, the days of pushing paper back and forth are gone. Mm-hmm. And Cornerstone really knows how to take advantage of making the paperwork easy and electronic. So all you electronic heads out there, take advantage. Anyway, we don't know how long they can artificially keep the rates this low. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team, including the lovely Joanna, at Cornerstone First Financial before rates move higher. Great time for a refi or a purchase. The reality of underbuilding for over a decade has left fewer options for buyers, and it's imperative to be aligned with a lender that can work with your specific situation and options. Call now, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. The housing market is volatile. It's time to work with Cornerstone. They know how to deal with it. They know how to get you the rates. And by the way, they give you the real deal. They won't give you a false low number and then surprise you with extra stuff at the end. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Rob Spiewak had a bad experience at a store, and we always love it when he has a bad experience with anything because it's always interesting.
Well,
Rob, you went to Lens Crafters. That's your latest pick to click.
It started out because I'm stupid. That's the basis of it.
Why such a heritage name with all the new popular names out there?
What do you mean?
Lens Crafters.
They take my insurance.
Got it.
That's exactly it.
Ah, there you go. All right.
So I over the weekend had to go somewhere, but I was at my desk, and when I was at the desk, I had my glasses on. Not these glasses, but another pair of glasses. I used to have three pairs of readers, my prescription readers. One of them that I loved, blue ones, I lost them. I think I threw them away by accident, and I don't have my blue glasses anymore. So I was down to two pairs of glasses. I was wearing my wire-framed ones at home, and I was leaving the house, and I said, oh, I have my glasses on. I don't need these. These are for reading, not for driving. So I was almost to the car.
Do you wear glasses when you drive?
I don't. Well, okay. Actually, this comes into play later. Okay. Up till now, I haven't. So I take the glasses off, and since I'm leaving, I've got an appointment to make. I take my glasses off. I put them on my tool chest in the garage because I leave through the garage and go and do my business. All right? Come back. Sit down
at
my desk.
Now, why is leaving through the garage relevant to this story?
Because... this is where if I were to go out the front door, I would have to climb steps to go out the front door and then go down steps. Our basement is not really a basement. It's actually level.
So if you go out through your garage, you're on the same level as the room that you basically live in.
Exactly.
With your TV and your computer.
Exactly.
And when you're doing your broadcast from home.
Exactly.
So why go upstairs to go downstairs?
So I take my glasses off and I put them on my tool chest. And I go do my. I come home and sit back at my computer to do something. And I reach for my glasses. I said, "Where are my glasses? Ah, I left them somewhere. Where did I leave them?" And I start looking around. I said, "Ah, you know what? They're in the garage." But as I step into the garage to get my glasses, they have fallen off my tool chest, and I feel them under my foot. And there's a very peculiar feeling, Mike, of a lens popping out. And I look down, and the lens is actually not just cracked, but bent at a perfect right angle. Mm-hmm. So the stupidity begins with me losing my glasses and stepping on my glasses while I look for my glasses, just like Velma on Scooby-Doo. So I'm now down to one pair of glasses, and I say, you know what? That's not enough. I got to get these replaced. And I text Carrie, and I said, what's the best move? And she says, Lens Crafters takes our insurance. So I email lens. I call Lens Crafters, and they say we can sign
that's
you
good
up.
Good insurance, man. If you get eyeglasses for insurance. Well, is that her insurance from the school?
It's county insurance, and Mike, be aware, it's about as good as a good coupon. That's about
what
how
does
good
that
it is.
Mean?
Yeah,
about
okay.
It's about 50%
that means it's
off.
Not really.
It's not great. It's not great.
It's not like you get your glasses for free.
Right.
Got it.
And so it's not great. And I call Lens Crafters and I say, I had an exam at my eye doctor. Can you call them and get my prescription? They said, when did you have it done? I said, about 4 years ago. They said, oh, no, you'll need to have an exam. And I said,
that's
when?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, when you get to a certain age, they want you to do it every, at least 2 years.
And I said,
they want you to do that because your eyes change.
And I said, okay, do you have anything available today? They said, we have something available in 40 minutes. Can you be here? I said, I can actually be there in 40 minutes. I said, okay. So I go online and I fill out the form, and it's pretty simple. And I get there, and everyone's in masks and everything, and they're handling it well. Because, I'm kind of freaked out thinking about when I put my chin in the thing. And it's going to be a lot of faces have been in there. Mm-hmm. So I get there and check in, and they take me back.
COVID-infested faces.
Just people, horrible coughing with no senses of smell.
Yeah,
and
L. You want me to do the bottom row now?
I get back there, and the tech, not the doctor, is really giving the thing a good wipe over and a spray down. So I feel good about it. And she's wearing a mask, and I do the preliminary stuff, and they squirt the air in my eye, and they do the 3D test. And then I go to see the doctor. And she says, oh, I see you recently had a birthday this month. I said, yeah. She said, and you turned 50? I said, yep. She says, oh, so you're due. I said, what? She says, oh, your eyes are really going to start getting worse now. Hmm. And so we go through the eye test, and she says,
Didn't say that.
She did. She did.
She didn't say they're going to get worse now.
She said they will start changing. She said that. And I started to do the eye test.
You start changing. She didn't say worse.
She said it's going to have to strengthen your prescription over the next few years, more than likely.
Yeah.
She said, Have you ever worn glasses for distance?
I'm living it, Rob. I swear to God.
Have you ever had glasses for distance? I said, no, just for the readers. And she says, well, what distance do you sit from your computer? And I kind of remembered, and I said, I think it's 20 inches or so. And she sent me a prescription for readers for that distance. And it was good. I could tell that the new glasses are better. And then she started checking me for distance, and she made this noise. And she says, what we have here is a situation where you're going to either need to get two pairs of glasses or progressives. And I said, I've heard that the progressives are really hard to get used to. She says, for some people. And I said, my wife had a horrible time. She says, some people just can't do it.
Your wife had a horrible time with
adjusting
progressive lenses?
Yeah, And so
why?
Don't know. I mean, it's...
I'm looking at you with my top of my progressive
right now.
And if I read something down on the bottom, I look down and I read it.
She said, frankly, with your with the way your distance is, you really should be wearing these when you drive all the time. And I said, okay.
So you've got bad eyes then.
I mean, so she said, it's to be expected at your age. And it's going to, and you'll want to come back in a couple of years and get checked again. And so she wrote.
Is this pissing you off for some
reason? A
little
bit, yeah, because I mean. Because
she's giving you the knowledge of, the eyes. I tell people this, and I'll tell Oscar this too.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, that's it. If you want numero uno on the hit parade, mm-hmm. numero uno is vision.
Yep.
It's number one. It was me in my 40s. It's when I first started becoming hip to it. It's the first thing that lets you know that father time is marching on.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better. And by the way, when you start playing golf at Cocoonville with these guys, and they hit a gorgeous golf shot, it's like, fantastic. Where did it go?
Oh, no.
That's one of those.
And I tell you, it's funny. It's something that my mom has a weird sort of warped sense of humor at times, and she's very sweet. You've both met her. But she'll say, if I'm trying to read something, she'll say, oh, do you need my glasses? She loves it. She loves it.
All right.
So she says, your best bet is to probably get a pair that's progressive. We can, refine your reading. We can give you your distance and wear them when
you drive.
They're
expensive, unfortunately. They're more expensive.
Quite costly. And she said, and we will we'll see you out and go ahead. And I go and
we'll see you out. Here's your stick.
Here's your dog and your cup of pencils.
You tap your way out.
Chink-a-chink.
Goodbye, Mr. Spiewak.
So it I go out and there is
the soap. All right, go ahead.
There is, and this is a big store, and there is a wall that is just all men's glasses. And I said, you know what? She's just told me that I'm of failing eyes and that it's not going to get any better. At least I can get a pair of glasses that I like. You know what? Let's try to turn this into a positive. And they give you a box. It's like a little tray.
Mm-hmm.
A tray. And they say, after you try on the glasses, put them in the box so we can sterilize them before we put them back. I said, oh, that's smart. And so I put on a few and I go over, and then there's the section for Ray-Bans. And they have the coolest set of transparent frames that really, really are sort of classic looking, but a little modern too. And I've got like 10 in the box. And I
this is where your real old queen comes out too. Because if you could get like, you know, red, white, and blue ones or something like Nelson Reilly.
No. This is
what you'd want. You want to get
I'm trying to turn it into something positive. I said, you know what? Right. This has not been a great day thus far. If I can find a pair of glasses.
Well, I haven't heard anything that was really egregious.
When you step on your own glasses and you have to go get them fixed.
Okay. But it's good that you're getting your eyes checked.
Yeah, I go and I put these on, and then you mentioned the phrase old queen. I wasn't going to say old queen.
Okay.
But the gentleman comes over and he says, no, not on a head your size.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have a massive head.
I do.
An insanely massive head.
I do. And he says, this was the breaking point. He says, not the Ray-Bans. And he goes over and he says,
so none of the Ray-Bans would fit on your melon?
Well, they fit, but the arms are sort of spread like they're praising God.
That's where they go. It's like,
and so it's already, I get like the Price is Right loser horns in my head because, you know, the one thing I thought I would like has been taken away from me. And he says, I recommend these. And he goes over and in the entire wall of a lens crafters, there are 8 pairs of glasses that have wide frames. 8. And he says, I'd stick to these. Mm-hmm. And so, well, I said, that certainly makes the selection process a little easier, doesn't it?
And because so, they weren't attractive.
And they're all the same. And yeah, and I got the ones that.
Because it's the only part you want.
That's right.
Your head's too fat.
That's right. Well, even my head was fat even when I was skinny.
Okay.
I got the melon. It's not like you lose weight in your head.
Yeah.
So anyway,
sorry about this guy. I'm sorry, but there's somebody's parked a machine out front. I don't know what they're doing. I think they might be trying a new aircraft to do it. You know, my yard is the size of a postage stamp.
Yes.
But sometimes I think they just stop and smoke a cigarette.
Like it's nobody's like, home. We're just idle here.
Let's listen to this again.
That sound like you're at Boeing.
Mike, we just got an email. That truck is dropping off some water from Tampa Bay.
It's not radioactive.
Probably. So
anyway, I don't hear anything that was really bad. You're so used to being homebound.
No, it's not that. It's the fact that every time I thought something was going to be okay, they took it away. I actually found a pair of glasses. And then it's just like, no, not you. Not in your house.
But they haven't done anything wrong is the point I'm trying to make.
Until they prepared the bill. And then they had done plenty wrong because it is
stunning.
Back-breaking. Even with insurance.
What do they cost? I don't know what they cost.
Oscar, do you want to know why they advertise so much that glasses companies advertise? Because it is astonishingly expensive. How many pairs of glasses did you get?
I got one. I said, do you want me to, these would actually make very nice sunglasses for you too if you're going to be using them in the car. You want me to run up a bill for that as well? I said, that'd be great.
For the lens that changes, gets darker?
No, this was just a gray toned polarized lens, solid with a non-glare. And it was, for 2 pairs, it was just north of $2,000.
Oh my effing goodness.
Because these sunglasses were not covered, and then there was the exam and the whole thing. We got it
what?
Down. Once we're all done, it was.
I thought you were going to say like $500 or $700.
No, for 2 pairs in the exam, it was a lot of money.
They charged you for the exam?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the insurance helped with that too, but I mean, it was under. So I got it down to about the one pair of glasses, I think, was $480.
Okay.
So, but right, the thing is, but the whole
but
thing
got
is,
but if the they, sunglasses
I did
well?
Not, no, I did not oh, okay. get the sunglasses, Jesus but, Christ. But boy, and it was.
So if you got two pairs of glasses and the sunglasses, it would have been
$2,000. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And,
right,
but
right.
still, the thing that was so funny is knowing retail as I do and how they operate, the way he finessed me into getting the sunglasses and the second pair and the whole deal, it's something they do to everybody. So it's not just the money, it's the upsell. Right. So that I left Mike, how do you say, and they said, oh, and because of COVID, we should have these to you in no longer than 3 weeks.
This is why Gary runs the finances.
Like, yeah, it's
literally, I would have said, one pair, please. Moving on
and,
out.
Well, that's
and you
what,
went
well,
to
that's
that
what
joint because they take your insurance.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean,
does your box store take you? Because they've got a good optical department there.
They do,
the box
but
store.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, I don't think they do. But the fact is
like
now
the
that
prices aren't that good, right?
The fact is now that I have the prescription, I can shop it. So I may get some shades at Costco if that happens. But the big deal was getting the eye exam and having the prescription.
You don't need to get prescription sunglasses.
No.
That's my opinion. I really don't believe that. I think you're fine. I think you're going to be fine. But you got progressives now, right?
Yes.
That's what's coming.
And so they should be here in, I think, by Christmas.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that was a
lovely story. I recommend eye patches. That's what you should do. Eye patches would work for you. That would be great. Yeah. It's amazing. It's just add it to the list. It's like living out west.
Yeah.
It's like living out west. Everything's expensive. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still obsessing on that. People that live out there. I'll have to talk to Dirk about that. We'll take a break, and when we come back,
save
we've
your
got
money.
The save your money car alarm. Hey. Digital dumpster next.
Oscar, it is your father.
Listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying in the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No.
And,
am I your clown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother is being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com, and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, when we push our body or when we're just feeling run down, it's extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support to help your immune system. Add it to a bottle of water and you are set. You are there. Shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
I don't know what happens to me when I'm doing these commercials. It's a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune.
Ah.
In convenient single-serving packets that help strengthen your immune system, Wellmune is a natural-sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. You're going to love Wellmune. We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it's got Wellmune. It makes us feel great, has awesome tangerine flavor, and Wellmune. And we know that with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. Liquid IV has already donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally, some of them with Wellmune. Liquid IV is changing you and the world for the better. Get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Wellmune. Sorry, I just like saying it. All right, I'm
spin
turning
the
giant wheel. I'm making it work right now. Here we go.
Baby.
Oscar, you watched the Baylor season come to a thrilling conclusion last night, yes?
Oh, what a game. What a blowout.
Let's hear the...
kind of a blowout after the great, the semifinal was so exciting, and the final was so not exciting based on the overwhelming victory by Baylor. Sorry to all the Zags fans out there.
Gonzaga.
Final score, 86-70. Here's the Westwood One call from last night.
LJ Cryer's three won't go. Rebound kicked away, taken away by a steal for Mark Patterson, and Patterson will put the brakes on and dribble this one out, and the Baylor Bears do indeed bear down. to knock off the unbeaten Gonzaga Bulldogs.
And when he says bear down, Mike, I think you know what you mean, what he means.
Yeah, he wants to show his ass.
That's right.
No, it was a yawn, a yawner.
It was a yawn.
It was anticlimactic, like Super Bowls can be sometimes. But, and
coming off such a tremendous win against UCLA, the Gonzaga.
Yeah, that was great for their fans, and that's sports. Hey, you can't win them all. That's the way it goes. You got two teams that are virtually undefeated.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, feel bad for the people. And but Baylor, you know, long time suffering to program there, so they did really well, and now it's on to the next thing we're gonna the Masters this week.
That's
and Augusta
right.
And is watching
Baylor
some of
that. Will
win
the Masters, I believe.
Baylor is predicted. Gonzaga is predicted to finish in the top five. Now, very also, very exciting,
Mike,
ladies and gentlemen.
You mentioned football just a second ago. Remember back into the championships when Aaron Rodgers did not advance because they chose to kick a field goal instead of go for a touchdown.
Yeah, yes. I talked about perhaps a football a firing that might happen, you know?
This is a moment. Aaron Rodgers has begun hosting Jeopardy this week. And this was a thrilling moment from Final Jeopardy last night as Aaron Rodgers is settling in behind the podium.
Over to our two-day champion on the end. Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0. Thank you for that, and congrats.
Rob, is he that bad?
Yep, he's absolutely
that horrible.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, the man.
He makes Mehmet look like a solid choice.
People love him for his arm, not his personality.
Well, why do you put a football player in a broadcasting role like that in a show that's out of his depth?
Also, why would you put him in a situation where the contestant can best him that easy and he has no comeback?
He has no comeback whatsoever because he shouldn't be there.
Doesn't he sound a little bit like a Muppet?
Can you play it again?
Not as much as Mahomes
does. Listen to the low. He's giving the energy
over
level that he does in a post-game.
On the end. Scott, did you come up with the correct response?
Scott.
Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but
it is pretty funny.
It is funny the way that. So the contestant is going out with a bang,
exactly.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's great. Because they're so intellectually superior to the common man.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's fantastic. Is when, you know, they do Final Jeopardy and they go to the commercial and they come back and they have they show them talking to the host. Aaron Rodgers was beating him up.
By the way, why do we give football players so much? I mean, what don't they have?
I don't know.
Don't they have enough?
I don't know,
really?
Mike.
Don't they have enough? I mean, I love football. I really do. I love everything about it. It's the most hyped sport in America. Always has been. Huge business. Why do we have to give them more? All right? I've never understood that. I love the idea of an occasional football player who's a really good broadcaster becoming an analyst.
Yeah.
But it seems just strange to me that, you know, we give them everything. Now they're hosting morning shows and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on. Give
well,
a break.
Perhaps
okay,
that
Lavar?
Was, Mike, that was a good... Perhaps that was
no,
a good
really.
Experiment last night.
Duh.
Proof.
Okay.
All right. So yesterday marked the 27th anniversary of the passing of Kurt Cobain, who was 27 when he died, which means now he's been away as long as we had him. Scientists fed 30 Nirvana songs into an artificial intelligence program and had them write a new Nirvana song entitled Drowned in the Sun. Now, the singer on this is from a Nirvana tribute band, so it's not actually samples or an AI Kurt Cobain, but this sounds like a Nirvana song. Computers are amazing.
I'm sorry that they didn't, that deep album cut that really didn't become a top 40 of the song entitled I'm Not a Fan. Sorry.
Not your generation.
No, it's, and so. I'm not a big fan of that.
Well, no, I mean, there are a lot of new stuff that I truly love. I just never, I'm sorry, maybe the song title should have been Never a Fan.
Never a fan.
Never could be, never would be.
It's you know, Mike, it falls into that 90s genre that I think we agree is sort of a black hole musically.
Yeah, well, you know, look at all your breakdowns of the decade as far as musical analysis and, you know, that other cut that's Turn the Guitar Down.
Right. Go ahead. People have time during a pandemic, Mike. People have time. So what this guy did is he set up a model train set with a lot of glasses of water that had different amounts of water in them, and then put a little peg on the side of his model train so when it went around the circle, it would hit the glasses of water and actually play a song. It's the can-can.
Amazing.
And Aaron Rodgers said, "How do you do that?" That's your digital dumpster. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh my God. Send me the homepage if you don't mind.
You got it.
I needed that. I lost something else too. I've been losing a lot of things.
We'll figure it out.
Fingers. They're a little gnarled. That's what's happening with that.
At least you have your vision.
Yes, I do. Hope you like these frames. They're $1 million. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new show for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Oh, good for you.
It ain't over until it's over.